Both Bamboneck and Frericks list similar basic responsibilities of state government: public safety, maintaining infrastructure, education, and aid to the poor and destitute. But there are nuanced differences between the candidates, as when Bamboneck talks about how too much government regulation can create a bad climate for business.
Many of the business owners, as I've traveled this district, say, you know, I get one regulation that says I must do X from this agency. This other agency says I must do Y, and I can't do both. But they're both telling me that I need to do this or I'm going to get fined or shut down.
Bamboneck contends state government's mistakes lie in overdoing things, over-regulating businesses, requiring licenses for too many professions, and in particular, overtaxing and overspending. Senator Frericks names perks for politicians as one item for which the state shouldn't be spending money, but he's reluctant to name other specific areas where state government should cut back its involvement. Instead, Frericks names an area where he wants to make funding a priority: higher education, both for the institutions themselves and for student financial aid. He says it's not just because his Senate district includes the University of Illinois, but about how a college education can transform lives.
You see, people like me who grew up in Gifford, Illinois, you know, my family wasn't very wealthy, but I was able to afford college thanks to guaranteed loans and financial aid. And I just see, as tuition costs increase year after year above the rate of inflation, eventually you're going to have kids priced out. They're not going to have access to this.
At a time when bitter partisan wrangling has become the best-known feature of politics, both Frericks and Bamboneck say they understand the need for compromise. Bamboneck points to the legislature's failure to approve state pension reform legislation as an example of politicians failing to make the switch from campaigning to governing.
We've known for years and said for years, you know, we need to do something about this. And instead of working together, there was political posturing. And now you're going to see probably a pension bill that's going to be voted on in the lame duck session by legislators who have already lost election or not running for re-election, who are going to vote who are not accountable to those voters. And I think, you know, that shows some dysfunction.
And Bamboneck blames the dysfunction largely on the legislative leaders. He says if elected, he'd make it clear to Republicans in the Senate that he'll only support leaders committed to truly addressing the state's economic problems. Frericks says he saw legislative leaders reaching across party lines this year to make necessary agreements to cut the budget, but he says those compromises were mostly made in the Illinois House, not the Senate. In his own chamber, Frericks says he sees more senators being elected who cater to their conservative base, refuse to compromise, and don't actually get anything done.
And I guess if you believe the government can't do anything for anyone, you might not appreciate that. But most of my constituents believe the government has a role in society. And they don't think it's the answer to all of our problems, but the government can help out those and provide a hand up and to smooth out some of the problems in our society. And those are the people who are really hurt by this sort of my way or the highway approach.
Both Frericks and Bamboneck say they are not one of those my way or the highway politicians and are ready to work with the other party in a practical way to get the state's business done. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.